middle-class family in America from 1945 to 1975 rose 95%. 97%, 95%. What that means is, as the economy is growing, as it's getting more efficient, as businesses are making profits, that's being shared widely with not only the people at the top, but the people at the middle, and all the people in between, and it turns out even the people below. When economists went back, economists like to break America down into quintiles. Maybe your sociology professors do it too. The top 20%, second 20%, so on and so forth, down to the bottom 20%, okay? If you look at the period from 45 to 75, you can see the graphs of the income. See the graphs of the incomes in that group, all those groups rising together, sort of like a rake going through the sand. All of them were moving up together. All five quintiles experienced almost the same levels of growth over those 30-year periods. What's interesting about it is the growth in the income of the bottom two quintiles was faster than the rest, and the growth of the top quintile was slower than the rest. So there was just a slight narrowing of the difference. Not much, but a slight narrowing of the difference from the people at the top of the economy from the people at the bottom of the economy. So in fact, my old white-haired memory was right. There was something working then. Now the question was, why is it working? Because clearly that's not what we have now. I'm going to jump ahead. What we have now, Citigroup. This isn't just Paul Krugman, a Nobel laureate from Princeton, a Keynesian economist, or Joe Stiglitz, another Nobel laureate, economist from Columbia University. It isn't just those guys saying there's high inequality of income in America today. Citigroup, conservative investment bank on Wall Street, says that, you don't have to write this down, this should stick in your memory without writing it down, says that the economic inequality that we have in America today is the greatest seen in the last 500 years since 16th century Spain. We look like 16th century Spain. Doesn't sound very modern, does it? And those same economists will tell you when you have a high inequality of income, you have slow growth. Okay? We had very good growth during that 45 to 75 period, and we didn't have wide disparities of income. So now let's think about why that happened. One reason it happened is we had business leaders in America at that time who believed that sharing the wealth was smart business and smart economics. They believed it paid off for them, they believed it paid off for the country, and they were right. If you read what the writings and the speeches of people like Charlie Wilson, who ran General Motors, or Greg Jones, who ran General Electric, or Frank Abrams, who ran Standard Oil of New Jersey, or lots of others, if those are the people I happen to quote in my book, they said it was the duty of the CEO of a major corporation to balance the economic interests of the various stakeholders in the corporation. Stakeholders is a very important word. What they meant were the groups of people who had a stake in the success of that corporation. So that meant, sure, the shareholders, and it meant the managers, and it meant the employees, it meant the suppliers, it meant the customers. You don't want to buy a cell phone and have Apple or whoever it is go out of business. You want them to stay in business so they can service your phone, right? Same thing with refrigerators, same thing with cars, same thing with houses, same thing with all kinds of stuff. So you have a stake in the survival of that company, and that's what that philosophy of stakeholder capitalism belief. And they did that. They actually shared that. And the reasoning was pretty simple. It was voiced by Henry Ford about a century ago. Henry Ford invented the $5 day, which doesn't sound like much, but $5 then would be about like $20 an hour today. Very good salary, very good pay, particularly for an industrial worker. He said, if I pay my workers $5 a day, they can afford to buy the Model T cars that our company produces, Ford Motor Company produces. Same thing. Same thing Wilson said, same thing Jones said, same thing those other guys said, whose names I mentioned. If we pay workers well, they can afford to buy the products that we produce. And what they were getting at was a central truth in economics. The job creators in the American economy are sitting in this room. You and your families, middle class Americans. It is consumption that drives the American economy. The American economy today is not short of capital. That's why that question before, up on I think number two, where it says the job creators are the wealthiest people, so we need to lower their tax rate. Do you know that the tax rate under Dwight Eisenhower, the maximum tax rate under Eisenhower, was 92%? If you were a millionaire and you made $10 million, and the next year